We're now resuming the brief talks on Parshas Nitzavim. This is our fourth talk, Revi'i. The pasuk begins, V'hoyoch yavo'u olecha kol hadvorim ho'ele, and it will happen that all these things will occur to you. These things which we described in the previous parsha, devastation, the exile, habrocha v'haklolo, the blessing and the curse, asher nosati lefneichem, that I set before you. And then something will happen. And here we have for the first time in the next series of psukim, with we'll have it again and again. Vahashevosa. And you will return. In this context, Vahashevosa el Lavovecha. You will take it to heart. You will consider. You will regret. You will contemplate. Vahashevosa el Lavovecha. You will return, in a certain sense, to your heart. B'chol hagoyim asher hidichacho Hashem Elokecho Shomo. You have been driven out. You have been banished. Among all those nations where you will have been banished, where God has banished you there, something will happen, a process. Of course, we understand this process to be teshuvah. But teshuvah in its first instance here is V'hashevoso el levovecha. You will take it to heart. You'll get serious. You'll get real. And what will happen? V'shavto ad Hashem Elokecho. V'shomato v'kolo. You will return ad Hashem Elokecho. All the way. Ad means up until. Not just you will turn in that direction, but you will return all the way ad Hashem Elokecho, v'shomato v'kolo, and you will obey him, you will heed his voice. K'chol asher anochi mitzavcho hayom, everything that I command you today. Atov onecho, v'chol levovcho, v'chol nafshecho. You, your children, excuse me, with all your heart and with all your soul, you will take the first step. V'hashevoso el levovecho. V'shavta ad Hashem Elokecho. Rav Kook here asks us to look a bit ahead. We're still in Revi'i, in Pasuk Beis. But if you look ahead to Chamishi, in Pasuk Yud, it says that all this will happen. Ki soshuv el Hashem Elokecho b'chol levovcho u'v'chol nafshecho. Because you will return to God, not el Hashem Elokecho, just a little bit in his direction, but you'll do so with all your heart and with all your soul. Rav Kook writes that sometimes we make a move toward tshuva. We turn el Hashem Elokech. We just turn away from all of our stupidities and all of our idolatries and all of our errors, and we turn to him, el Hashem. But we do so with all our heart, with all sincerity. But then the way is such a long way. The journey is so difficult. It's so difficult to be consistent. It's so difficult to maintain. God will give us the ability. If we just turn El Hashem, he will help us return Ad Hashem. And so this Pasuk Beis that we're studying now is not just a report. You will take it to heart, V'hashevoso levecha, and you will return all the way Ad Hashem Elokecha, but rather, V'hashevoso el levecha, if you just take it to heart, if you just start the process, then I promise you, Beis, Pasuk Beis, V'shavto ad Hashem Elokecha, you'll go all the way. You'll go ad Hashem Lokecha. You'll reach right up until his kaviyochol, kisei hakovo, to his throne. And the pasuk continues, pasuk gimel, that in response to your teshuva, not only will God help you in your process of returning to him, but he will bring you back to the land of Eretz Yisrael. V'shov Hashem Elokecha eshufuscha v'richamecha. God will restore your fortunes and take you back lovingly. He will bring back your captives. V'shov v'kibetzcha mikol ha'amim asher hefitzcha Hashem Elokecha shomo. And he will gather you from among all the nations where he has scattered you. Note, in Pasuk Gimel, what has God done to us? Hefitzcha, he has scattered us. And God will, v'shav v'kibetzcha, he'll bring us back. Im yiyanidachacho b'kzei ha'shamoy. Here we're talking not just about those who are scattered, but those who are cast out, worse than scattered. Scattered means we're dispersed. Some of us are in Paris, some are in Brooklyn, some are here, some are there. But wherever we are, we're not outcasts. But there are also those of us who are outcasts, who are totally nidachim, who are living a life in some totally non-Jewish environment. We do not have our communities, diaspora communities, but communities, but rather we're isolates. Nidachacho. B'kzei ha'shamoyim, we're at the ends of the heavens. There too, Mishom yikabetzcha Hashem Elokecha. God will gather you from there. U'mishom yikochecha, he will fetch you even from these distant, distant places. Now Rashi, in a very, very famous analysis of the word in Pasuk Gimel, Vishov Hashem Elokecha. Vishov, we translate it, and he will bring back. He will return. He will restore. But it really means, Vishov Hashem, God will return. He himself will come back. And Rashi says this means two things. Number one, it means that wherever we were, God was with us. B'chol mokom shegalu shchino imohem, the Gemara says. Wherever we went to exile, God was with us. So not only will he bring us back, but he will return along with us. He too was exiled. Also, Rashi gives a second alternative, and that is the return of the Jewish people to the land of Israel will be so difficult, so difficult. Gadol Yom Kibbutz Kol Yosu V'Koshi. Great and difficult will be the day of the ingathering of the exiles. And therefore God himself will have to actively be involved and pull each and every one of us out. In the words of Rashi, that God himself, Sorech Lihi Yos Ocheiz B'Yodov Mamash, will have to take us by the hand and drag us back to the land of Eretz Yisrael. He himself. He will take us, whether we are scattered or whether we are cast out. V'heviyacho posokei Hashem Elokecho el ha'oretz asher yorshu avosecha v'yirishto. He will take us back to the land which our fathers inherited. And you will possess it. You will take possession of it. You will control it. V'heitivcha, he will do good for you. Which simply means he will make you even more than your fathers. What does it mean? How are we more than our fathers? And here it is so helpful sometimes to consult the commentary Torah Tamima, because he quotes from Divrei Chazal, from the words of our rabbis, which we might otherwise not be familiar with. And here he quotes a Yerushalmi in the first Perek of Kedushin. that explains what it means, v'hir b'cho me'avosecha. How are we more than our fathers? Avosecha peturin hayu mimitzvos ha'oretz v'yatem peturim ho'yisem v'nischayavtem. Your fathers were exempt from the mitzvos of Eretz Yisrael. Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov did not have to keep the mitzvos of Israel. You do. That's how you're more than them. Avuseichem lo hoyo aleihem o malchus v'yatem afal pi sheyesh aleichem o malchus. Your fathers did not have any sovereign nations above them, but you did. You had this experience, and now you're free from it. Avuseichem lo nischayvu eliyacha yud dalit shono sheva shekavshu v'sheva shechilku. Your fathers had to go through a process of 14 years before they totally conquered and controlled the land of Eretz Yisrael. Aval atem rishon rishon konem b'schaya. But you, as soon as you get back there, you're immediately obligated. It's yours, and you're immediately obligated to do all the mitzvos. And on goes the Yerushalmi, showing how our return to Eretz Yisrael is in a certain way superior to what it was in other times in history. We'll have it in certain ways better. We will be more connected, more in control than our forefathers were. Finally, in Pasuk Vov, Umol Hashem Elokecho Eslovovcho V'Eslovav Zarecho, which literally means, and God will circumcise your heart and the hearts of your offspring to love God with all your heart and soul, so that you might live. Ahavu es Hashem Elokecho b'chol levovcho v'chol nafshecho l'man chayecho. In other words, God will do many things for us if we just begin the process of Pasuk Aleph. And we take it to heart and return to God, then He will make it easier for us to return. He will just take our initial steps and bring us all the way. He will bring us back from Eretz Yisrael, no matter how far we were scattered, no matter how distant we were cast. And He will bring us to a land and make it better for us there in that land than it ever was before. And beyond that, He will open our hearts in ways that we never could think of before. And He will bring us to a place where it will be easier for us to love Him. He'll help us live. And so, we've reached the end of the fourth parsha of Nitzavim. Tomorrow we'll go on to the fifth.